The influential antiquarian, critic, and patron, Zhou Liangong, traveled extensively. He was an official of the ruling Manchu regime, while he retained sympathies for the vanquished Ming dynasty. His sense of art history moved him to collect a wide selection of contemporary paintings over the course of his travels. This practice also enabled him to support a number of artists who were Ming sympathizers. The series of leaves along this wall, by different artists, comprise a collective album assembled by Zhou over a 10-year period. Zhou also asked scholars to write comments directly on the works or in their margins. The most colorful leaf in the album is by the artist Xiang Xiang Mo. Take a moment to find it. Typical of the leaves in this album, it bears inscriptions by the artist and by a contemporary appreciator, as well as red seals of the artist, inscriber, and later collectors. Xiang's use of russet autumn colors may refer indirectly, almost in code, to the Ming dynasty. The word for crimson, Zhu, is also the family name of the defeated dynastic rulers. Another leaf by the painter Ye Xin displays prominent inscriptions by two of Zhou's contemporaries. The inscriptions tell us that the painting depicts a scenic spot where Zhou Liangong had served as an official. The idea of writing on a painting might shock a Western viewer, but calligraphy is an integral part of a Chinese painting. A third leaf from the album presents an imaginary depiction of a mountain retreat. It is a more personal image by the artist Shi Lin. This painting, like its inscription, added by another acquaintance of Zhou's, celebrates life in retirement. It may be a veiled invitation to Zhou to leave the increasingly risky world of government service under the early Manchu regime.